Nami Bog, God is with us. This is Father Seraphim Bishoner. It's January the 27th, and I welcome you to another step of our journey from Advent to the Feast of the Presentation. We will begin with a prayer in preparation of the presentation. Christ our God, through your birth you sanctified the Virgin's womb and blessed the arms of Simeon. Today you have come to save us. Lord, preserve your people in peace through the raging wars and encourage our public officials to do what is right. For you alone are the lover of humanity. Our meditation for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. But the Pharisees, hearing that he had silenced the Sadducees, gathered together, and one of them, a doctor of the law, putting him to the test, asked him, "Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, and with thy whole soul, and with all thy whole mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets." St. Leo the Great, in his 12th homily, writes, "When the Lord says, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself,' let the soul that is faithful adorn itself with the unfading love of its Creator and Master, and subject itself completely to the will of Him whose works and judgments of pure justice and merciful compassion never fail. Even though one be exhausted from labor and tribulations, it is good for him to endure all of this in the knowledge that trials will either prove him good or make him better. Yet this love of God will not be perfect unless one also loves his neighbor. This includes not only those with whom we are joined by friendship or proximity, but truly all men and women with whom we share a common humanity, whether they are enemies or friends, slaves or free. For the one Creator made us, the one Creator breathed life into us. We all enjoy the same sky and air, the same days and nights. Though some are good and others bad, some are righteous and others unrighteous, yet God pours His blessings and kindness on everyone." Again, as we continue our journey to the Feast of the Presentation, which is only a few days away, we emphasize the importance of striving to follow the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who did indeed give His love to everyone, those who were good and those who were bad. And He showed us that God's love indeed falls on everyone, just as the rain falls on everyone, just as the grace of God falls upon everyone. And how appropriate it is to have this reading here so close to the release of Pope Benedict's encyclical on love, because it's truly in being expressions of the love of God and truly showing love of God and love of neighbor that we allow Christ to continue to be incarnated in our lives. We continue to give birth to Christ in the world through our love, through showing others that indeed Christ is born. And others, when they come to this knowledge, when they come to recognize Christ's presence in their lives, will also join us in this journey, will also join us in starting to follow the example of the one who gave everything that we might be saved. So let us continue to strive to follow this commandment of our Lord and Savior, continue to strive to follow in His way, and continue to call out that Christ is born. Glorify Him.